I think Nicholas' speech was well delivered, it was full of content, and it gave enthusiasm back to party members to go out there and help basically build a case for independence over the long term, because it's been a long, long 7 years for everybody fighting elections continually, and we've actually got a break to have a look internally at how we could go forward and take ourselves forward and build a case for independence.
Now, probably the biggest announcement there was a publicly funded energy company by 2021. That's a fairly big announcement.
That's a huge commitment by a government, but it's one that must be welcomed, because if you have a look at my constituency, I have large areas in the top 5% ASMD index, the deprivation within Scotland. So if you're going to supply a national company there, publicly owned, which is going to give electricity at the cheapest cost to your constituents, that helps with fuel poverty across a wide range.
Now, I imagine many of your constituents as well will be care leavers. What difference will it make for them not having to pay council tax?
At the end of the day, you're helping the most vulnerable in society again. You've got people here who have been under pressure from not only the UK government, but cuts and benefits and things like that, but now will be able to go in and not have this burden of council tax on them. So it helps increase the levels of being able to actually afford to do what they want to do.
How happy will the party be, do you think, of the mentions of independence? Nothing specific.
I think when you have a look at the speeches today from Angus and from Nicola, a bit controversial from both of them there, whereas Nicola's playing a safe hand. She's under huge pressure to deliver from the independence movement within Scotland. But at the same time, you've got to have a look at Brexit and what it will deliver. And she's got to weigh up all these options and see what is the best option for us. And I'm in no doubt that independence is a return of powers to Scotland, but it is up to Nicola to go ahead with independence referendum when it best suits the party and when we have built up a case for it.
So for your constituents back home, perhaps, listening to what Nicola Sturgeon was saying, what should they be taking away from that? How exactly are they, do you think, going to benefit?
I think when you have a look at the measures that have been put in place or going to be put in place, they are benefiting people who are the most needy in society. And I represent a huge section of that within my constituency. These people will benefit, whether it's from fuel poverty, whether it's from the baby box, from the intervention in early years to try and make a whole family and these young people better in society and free education all the way through. Because in Nicola's speech, you're looking at that it is essential that we look after our people, because that will create a fairer Scotland. And that is what it's about, closing that gap between the rich and the poor and having a happy medium where everybody is content with what we've got.